It's tough sign. Tes Zayin Shvat is the Yortzeit of the Maharsham from Bajan. Anybody who's involved in Psak Halacha, the name Maharsham in that world brings to mind Ga'oinus, Ga'oin Shebega'oinim, especially the Tzad Heteira, Lakula, to be Semech of the Maharsham B'Shas Hadchak. He was a tremendous tzaddik, and he was a chassid. He was a talmud from Sar Shalom from Belz, and is it a treiver, Yitzhak Isaacal. And the last name is Shvadron. Everybody knows the famous Magid, Shalom Shvadron, who was named after him. He's Shalom from Shvadron. Shalom Shvadron, Masham. In his early years, he was a gevaldik masmid, even as a youngster. He used to learn 16 hours in a 24-hour period. And he would finish four dafin of Gemara with Tosfos Be'iyun. And also 16 daf Gemara with Tosfos Pashut every single day. But every daf which he would cover, it was, of course, it included the tour, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and all the Nosei Kelim, and every mefarish ad to the Achronim Sheb Achronim, which he was able to get his hands on. And he swallowed up Sfarim. His Goinus was legendary. And as a youngster, he trained himself to not to fall asleep at night, to stay up nights. So what he did is that he tied his payas to the walls or to the ceiling so that when his head would fall forward from the sefer, it would wake him up. And in a short time, he was able to be kind of the midah of staying up at nights. And lo pasak pumim begirsa, he's always constantly involved in the Minat Torah. Before he washed his hands, he chazed in his mind all Natila Sedaim. This is his son writes this. He chazed all Natila Sedaim in his mind when he would wash Natila Sedaim. If he ate anything, he chazed all the halachas, Berchas HaPeiros, Berchas HaMazon. Really, mamash go'in shebegoinim. Every single Shabbos, he chazed all the Maseches Shabbos and all Maseches Erevin, like we said about Reb Tzadik, you know, and people of this caliber. His son says over that my father, he once said that he chazed Tur Shulchan Aruch 400 times. 400 times. As a youngster, so, you know, children like to play games by Hanukkah, let's play the dreidel, this and that, you know, different types of games. So his friends once came to him and they said, you know, Shalom, let's play a game. So he said, okay, what game did you have in mind? He said, the type of a game. He says, like, nah, I was thinking more of this game. He says, well, we'll go around and somebody will say a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, and then that person has to guess where in Shulchan Aruch it is, what siman it is, and what sif it is. That was the game that he wanted to play as a kid. They played the game, he said, and I won all of them. That's what he said. Well, those are the types of things that he wanted to do as a child. He was once sitting in the Beis Medrash learning with Chavrusa as a young boy. And the Shor L'Meshiv, Rav Shor Natanzon, came in. He was from Goyni Ador, of that generation, previous Dar. And he saw these two boys learning, and he took a liking to them. So he asked them a question, a very difficult question in learning. And he said, I'll come back in a half an hour, and I'll give you the Torah. So I want to hear from you what you think. So Rav Shor L'Meshiv, with Masham, he started to think about it, and the Chavrusa got really worked up about it. He was thinking very much about the Shaila, pondering it back and forth. So half an hour comes back, the Shalom Eishiv comes back. He says, "Nu, what do you come up with?" He turns to the Chavrusa. The Chavrusa gives a whole pilpul. Shalom rejects it and he says, "No, it's not good." So he turns to the Masham and he says, "Nu, what do you say about this?" So he said, "Listen, I heard the Kasha. And I thought about it for about 2 or 3 minutes. And I said, I realize this is a really hard kasha. So I said to myself, so what am I going to do? I'm going to spend the next 30 minutes thinking about this kasha. Maybe I'll find an answer. Or I'll learn about two daf gemara instead. So I decided I was going to learn. And I didn't think about the kasha. He was so impressed by that, the Shor L'Meshiv. He looked for the father of this young boy. And he says, this child is going to be a Maharabi Yisrael. This is going to be a Maharabi Yisrael. And he was certainly right. When he came, he was part of the Chavaya by the Sashalom from Belz. And one time, the Sar Shalom came into the Beis Medrash and he was on fire and looked like something was really disturbing him. And everybody gathered around the Sar Shalom to hear what he was going to say. This is Baruch Hashem in today's age. There's so many Mechabrim, Svarim, which are coming out, Leroyv, Achshir, Dora. He says, but most of the Mechabrim, everybody's Machmir. Everyone's Machmir. He says, not a kunst to be a Machmir. Koyach de Teir Adif, the Koyach to be Mater, to be Mekel, is even more powerful. It's more important. Halavai, halavai. We should have Psakim, which we can find coolers in there. So he said that this went straight into the heart of the Marsha and gave him tremendous chias to live a life like that. When he started to become well known as a Pesik and in his Haruas for being a Skadda, so the Shinav Rav heard about many of the Psakim and he was not happy with it because he felt that he was too much of a Mekel. Shinav Rav, you know, son of the Bechaim, was a Mamasha Ish Emes. So the Masham was afraid of the Shin of Arav. So there was a Yid Epis who was going to go to the Shin of Arav. So he sends be my shliach to tell the Shin of Arav that the reason why I'm Mekel is because I have a hadracha from that, from the Sar Shalom, from Bells, and my Rebbe the Zidachayv. Okay. So he went to the Shin of Arav and he told him that, and he says, oh, the Sar Shalom. All he had to do was, oh, the Sar Shalom. And he said, they completely didn't say anything about the Masham after that. Just the same Haskama from the Sar Shalom, he didn't need to say anything more. What's interesting is that he was a Mekel in all in Yonim, except when it came to Hilchas Shabbos at the Hilchas Nida, he was a very big Machmir in those things. But everything else, he was a big Mekel. In fact, at one time, he was by the Tish of Rav David Moshe Charkatov. And you know, he's by a Tish that everybody's stupping and pushing and... So, Masham was a big person, but people were stopping to get to hear from Dov and Moshe speak, and they were like leaning on the Masham. So the Gabbai turns and he says, you're learning. If you push anymore, you're going to be mamash leaning on top of the Masham. He says, give space for the Chashav Rav. So the Masham just said this. He says, leave them. Im einim neviim b'nei neviim hey. They know that they can rely on me b'shas atchak. Shasat Chak, you can rely on the Marsham. And you find that many times in the Chuvah's Psyche game that the shoulders of the Marsham, like the shoulders of a Moshe Feinstein, you know, to be Mekel, that was the Marsham. That is the Marsham. Shalom Shatz. Was a great tzaddik, legendary, especially in London, who was a Talmud of the Marsham. And he once, he learned, called Dalit Chalki Shulchan Aruch with the Marsham, and he's very makurif to him. He once came into the Marsham on an Erev Shabbos, and Marsham was writing a tshuva. And normally the Marsham, when he would see Reb Shalom, he would stop and he'd give him cover right away and talk to him. But this time he waited, he didn't even look up. He was just writing, about half an hour. So after that half an hour, he looked up. He said, "Shalom." He said, "I'm so sorry that I didn't speak to you when you first walked in." He said, "What happened to you with me just now happened to me and Reb Shlomo Kluger many, many years ago." What was that? He said, "I was once traveling to the city of Broid, and I came to Reb Shlomo Kluger, and I came into him, and he was sitting and he was writing something, and I waited, and then he picked up his head and he said, 'Oh, Shalom.'" He said, "I'm sorry, Meichami, that I didn't give you attention right away." He says, "I went to the mikvah just now, the Kavod Shabbos, and for the first half hour after going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, there's a gevaldik ha'ar of Torah which I have, which comes down, that I can't waste even a moment of that half an hour. For that first half an hour, I have if my most chomer dikshayla is I can deal with them then because there's a gevaldik ha'ar which comes down. So that's why I couldn't waste a second to say anything to you. Same thing happened just now. You walked in, Shalom Shatz, and I couldn't give you the attention because for that half hour, I couldn't waste even a moment of that half an hour." I forgot to mention that when he first came to the Sar Shalom from Belz, and he waited in line, and he gave him a kvittel. So he got a bracha from the Sar Shalom that his learning should be kamunach b'kufsa, Like it should be like in his pocket. Like everything in his learning should be able to pull out at any moment. Kula to akula. So a few hours later, he came back in line again to the Sashem, handing him another kvitla. So the Sashem looked at his name and he said, "You were here already." He says, "Yeah, Rabbi, but I wanted to hear you give that bracha again." And he did give him the bracha again. And it was Mamash Mekoyim. He is from the most unusual, random places. To give different examples here. He would bring rayas from Agada to Gemara, places in Tanakh, things that nobody saw. Nobody saw, but he was able to see. He brings here Rabbi Chanan Halpern, Zatzal from London. He heard from Shalom Shatz that the Masham didn't paskin on Hilchas Treifus, in Hilchas Shechit and Treifus. He wrote a sefer, very important sefer in Hilchas Shechita. He didn't write his sefer Dasta in Hilchas Shechita until he visited the Beis HaShechita 400 times to see what Shechita is. He visited 400 times before he started to write anything about it. In his early years, he was supported by his father-in-law. And then something happened and he had to run a business. And one of the businesses that he would run was something to do with wood chopping, selling wood. And there was a yid who was helping him out, and that yid passed away. And he would come to the Masham in a dream, and he'd say to him, "Please daven for me and learn for me and get tzedakas for me." And he would come very frequently. He had a lot to do, a lot of dreams, the Masham. So at one point, he stopped coming. So the Masham was wondering what happened. So he showed up again. And he said, "The reason why I stopped coming was because you were poil whatever tikkun I needed. They wouldn't allow me into the Gan Eden, not into the Gehenna. And I was like in the Oilam HaTohu. You wouldn't let me in. That's why I kept coming to you. You have to help me. Lamaisa, you were Baruch Hashem poil for me that I'm able to go. I'm not going to come to you anymore. But I want you to know that in Shamayim, your Torah is very chashuv." That's what the neshama thing. In Shamayim, your Torah is very chashuv. So when he was about to leave, so the Masham said, "Wait. Tell me what it's like in the Ayam Ha'aliyah." So he said, "You know, we're not allowed to talk about these things, but I'll only tell you this." He says, "In Shemayim, there's many yeshivas, many different chadar. If you were Oisik in Pnimis HaTayra, so then you have a cheder in Pnimis HaTayra, and Halacha, and Musar, Chassidus, whatever it is, wherever you are, there's a special place for you. The neshamas, which were not involved in Liman HaTayra, or they weren't with Farnes HaTayra, they don't get to go. They can only look from the windows. Halavai, they can look. Maybe if you're even allowed to see the face of the tzaddikim who are learning," he says, "the tainug which they have from the learning of the Torah, I can't even tell you. And maybe if you're not zeichet to see, you can maybe able to hear through the windows the Torah which is being learned in Shemayim. But I can't even explain to you the tainug that there is in Shemayim. That's all I could say. So before you go, I want to know, where is my mother in Shemayim? What is she doing?" So he asked. "I want to know, what's my mother in Shemayim?" He says, "If I remember correctly, your mother is one of the Misharsim by Yeshua ben Nun." He said, "One of the helpers of Yeshua ben Nun." That's what he told the Masha. And he gave him a bracha and he didn't see him, not that one. Another occasion he had a dream where there was a Dion in Shemayim that the Beis Din Shalmala was donning about a certain person in Shemayim, whether he was Chayv Misa Bidei Shemayim or not. Some of the Dayanim said yes, some of them said no. So they decided they were going to ask the Marsham, who was still living, to be Machriya, because he was the Posek Adar. So they asked the Marsham in this dream to be Machriya. So he said, "It appears to me that based on the Kesef Mishnah and Perek Tesayim, Psulim Mukdashim, where he writes there that a Safek Karis is Lakula, so too, if there's a Machlekes here, it's a Safek Misa B'Dishamayim, it should be similar to Safek Karis, and we can go Lakula." He wanted to be Matir. But he wasn't so sure about that. So he said, "Let me think about it in the dream. He said, let me find a remez to that." So he thought about it, and he found the remez in the pasuk in Parashas Miketz. Because the pasuk says, "V'kesef mishneh k'chu b'yadchem," take kesef mishneh, two portions of money in your hand. And then it says, "V'kel shaka yitin lechem racham," Yaakov says to the sons, "and Hashem will give rachamim in front of Yosef, in son of Tzafos Vaneach." If you take the Kesef Mishnah in your hand, which is the Psak of the Kesef Mishnah, then you can bring down Rachamim the seed. So with that smach, he passed in that Safik Misa Vidishon of the Kula and the Yir Vizato. Unbelievable. It was a very famous Rav who came to speak with him and learning. And at the end, he asked him a very interesting question. He says, "Do you play chess, Rebbe?" So he said, "Yeah, I play chess. Do you play, like it's called shach? Do you play shach?" So he says, "Yeah, I play shach." So he came with the chessboard, or checkers, I think it's called. And he put it on the table and he wanted to play a game. So the Mashram said, "Ha, you think I meant play that shach?" He took off the Shulchan Aruch from the thing and he says, "I play this shach. This shach, you know, the perish of the shach." So you think I play shach? I think I play chess. That shach, that's my hanoah, that's my mischa. He had such a gewaldic memory. When it came to Torah, remember, Mamash Kola Turkula. The Chavina Rav said about him, he's the Sar HaTorah. And even in the Dor HaDeya, there were so many goyim, he called him the Sar HaTorah. Why the Sar HaTorah? You have to be a balabas to be called the Sar HaTorah. Mamash, he had Kola Turkula like we saw from, like Mamash Murach Bekupsa, it was in his pocket. Every Sif Katan, every Sefer, Mamash. He said about me, they say that I use a certain school called a Balzar, in order to have a phenomenal memory like this. So it's not true. I was calm upon myself, chazor v'chazor. Chazoring and chazoring and chazoring. That's why I was zeichet to know Torah like this. By him, if you came in and you knew a Gemara, and you knew the Amud, but you didn't know where on the page it wasn't called you remember the Mara Makom. If you didn't know where it was on the page, even if you could say it's Baba Basa Daf Chof Aleph, but you didn't know where on the page, on the top of the page, the middle of the page, or the bottom of the page, by the Shem, that it's not called, you don't know. You didn't remember. Sucks. He considered himself to be a Kohen Muchzak, meaning that as if it was a Vada that he came from Aaron HaKohen. Why is that? Because we're from Farmishlan, his grandfather once was in the basement of Mir from Farmishlan. His grandfather's name was his father, Reb Moshe. He was once in the Beis Medrash of Reb Meryl, from Mishlan. And Reb Meryl turned to the Gabbai, you know, Reb Meryl from Mishlan, we spoke about him once. He was like a ish pele, a very unusual tzaddik. He said things very cryptically, and his Rich HaKodesh was like off the charts. So this Reb Moshe was in the room, and he turned to his Gabbai, he said his name was Reb Aryeh. He said to Aryeh, he says, "Today we're calling up a Kohen Emes." So the Gabbai didn't know what to do. Like, what does it mean we're calling up a Kohen? He didn't even know who to call up because he didn't want to make a mistake. What it means, a Kohen Emes, didn't know. So he says, so Meryl says to him, he says, "No." He says, "Rav Moshe is here. Rav Moshe is a Kohen Emes." So he called him. So from that, because Rav Meir from Mishlan said about his father that he's a Kohen Emes, he considered himself Muchzik from Aaron HaKohen. I mean, if it came out of the mouth of Rav Meir, such a Zach, even though his father didn't know that he came, it was like, oh, like every other coming. But if it came out of the mouth from Mishlan, by him it was like Ruach HaKodesh from Sinai. That's how we consider it. Whenever it came to halacha, so he was always, his first move was always trying to make shalom between the two parties. He used to say about himself, he says, "My name is Shalom, my Rebbe's name is Shalom, and I come from Aaron Cohen, who's brother Shalom." He says, first thing is to try to make shalom. And he says, even if somebody that didn't want to be paskin against him, he would always try to explain to the person, why does he paskin that way? He shouldn't be offended. You know, somebody who was about Amar Aretz, he would say, "If everybody knows a Talmud Chacham, if you can bring me a Talmud Chacham to discuss it, I'll explain to my Paskin that way." He had tremendous midas. Tremendous, tremendous midas. But he was a Kaddish too. You know, we were speaking, there's so many stories about his Goyness, but he was an Ish Kaddish, Atar. As a young person, he was Isaac and a lot of Pishas and Gilgul Sheleg, and Mamish Matar himself, Mazachich himself. Tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. Yeah. Okay. Some other things too, but